Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
That previous hour of Armed American Radio, if you are just joining us, you'd want to go back to armedamericanradio.com and pick up the recorded version. We'll have it up for you tomorrow. That was great radio that you won't hear anywhere else. You simply will not hear that discussion anywhere else. And I can promise you that this hour and the following hour will get even better and a little bit more provocative. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. You know, following Ted Nugent interview last week, which was really good, it's just, you know, he's Ted. What can you say? Go ahead, Sean. My producer and board operator down in Dallas at the Salem Network Studios, Sean, forever now known as Shonto.
And you forgot about a sidekick.
It's my sidekick, Shonto. That comes from Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, who said, Mark, it's great to be back. Was you and Sean there fill out, fire 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves there. You and your sidekick, Shonto. It's always a pleasure to be here.
No, I love talking to Ted. As you've noticed, I didn't ask any questions because every time I think of a question to ask, he answers it.
He does. He's really, really good. And as a radio host in broadcasting, I can tell you, he's one of the best guests you can have because you can ask him a question
and let him go
and come back 10 minutes later and say, we'll be back after this. He's that good.
And your guest this week is as good, if not better.
He is he's the only guest on this program. He's someone that I look up to and have for a long time. And he's the only guest that I have on this program over the years who has his own. When he comes on, I name the show after him, the Alan Corwin Experience. Mr. Corwin, Alan, welcome back.
You got to stop pumping me up so much, Mark. I mean, thank you very much.
No, it's important, and I've been such a big fan of yours for so long. I like to say, and it's a very true statement, always provocative, sometimes controversial, Alan Corwin. That's a very true statement.
Sometimes controversial. Boy, there are people who would argue with you on that.
Oh, some people would say always controversial.
Yeah, no kidding.
But that's okay.
So let me give you something that's a little controversial here.
Please.
Thomas Jefferson said, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And I would argue, Jerry Smedinghoff convinced me that our rights, we're not endowed by our Creator with the rights. We're endowed by our Creator with eyes. We're endowed by our Creator with fingers and toes, and we're not equally endowed. Some people don't have eyes or fingers or toes, and we're not equally endowed. Some people are Olympians, and some are Einsteins. So that endowment is not equal. Rights, as I said earlier, we demand our rights, and we secure them by force, and not everybody gets to secure them. So I think a slight new understanding of what our rights are and how important they are and how we get them is important. I have reasoned and thought for years, maybe decades, on what an unalienable right is, and I have come up with one, Mark, and I think we talked about this at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. I have come up with one single unalienable right, and if your listeners can come up with another, send it to me at gunlaws.com. There's a button to send me an email, right at gunlaws.com. Go there and send it to me. Here's the one unalienable right I'm aware of. You can think what you want in the privacy of your own mind. That is unalienable. That comes from your Creator. The fact that you exist gives you the right to think anything, as perverse, as mild, as wacky, as whatever you want in the privacy of your own mind. You can think what you want, and no one can take that away from you. It is unalienable. Now, you can argue for truth serum and torture, and maybe in some fringe way that might be true. But your mother can say what she wants. Your teacher can say what you want. The commies can do what they want. The space aliens and tinfoil hats. Aside from any ludicrous crazy like that, you have an unalienable right to think whatever the heck you please, and nobody can take that away. But everything else can be, short of killing you, everything else can be taken away. Your right to arms, your right to free speech, your right to religion. Well, religion, I guess, in your own mind, that can't be taken away. But short of thinking what you want in your brain, everything else can be taken away, and your rights are political demands, and you make them and secure them with force, and that's where it's at. And that's why the Second Amendment is the key right you have, and you must protect it, and you protect it with the front end of a gun. And I don't like it. It's ugly. That's the way it is, and that's how life on Earth is. But rights are protected by force.
Alan, let's take this in a philosophical direction, if we may. This is the conversation that we were beginning to have a couple of weeks back, and I want to have that now. This is why I've done no preparation, literally. We're experimenting live on national radio today because I want to get a little philosophical with you based on what I knew or had an idea you would say. The privacy, the right to think, the unalienable right to think whatever the heck it is you want in the privacy of your own home.
Mind.
In your own mind, in the privacy of your own mind. Let's get this a little bit, let's go to the term free will.
Right.
Where does the term free will come into this? Where does it fit in that context relative to unalienable right? Because we all, are we not endowed by our Creator with free will?
I would say yes, and it's in the Bible, it's in the Torah, it's in many religions, and yes, the Lord God gave man free will, and you could have that argument too if you want to get philosophical. Is everything predestined? Do you have free will? You could argue it back and forth. I would say yes, you do, and it sure seems like you do, and you make up your own mind, and in your privacy of your skull, you can decide and dream up perverse, wacky craziness, very mild-mannered Clark Kent vanilla, whatever you like. You can do that, and you get that from the fact that you exist, and you have that, and it can't be taken away. They can.
Is that mentioned in the? Is that mentioned in the Declaration of Independence? Where would you put that unalienable right? And do you believe that when the Declaration of Independence was penned, it, brilliant as it is by Thomas Jefferson, that he had that in mind as an unalienable right?
The right to think what you want? Well, the Bill of Rights, of course, doesn't give you rights. It
recognizes
and recognizes and guarantees against government intrusion against those rights. But the government can intrude on those rights. The Chinese, the government has intruded on their right against search and seizure, on their right to publish and say what they want. They can prevent you from saying what you want by locking you away where you can't say it to anybody. You can still think it. If you publish what you want, they can prevent you and take away the goods that you publish.
I'm glad you mentioned the Chinese. Let's go there for a moment. Again, a continuation of the very thought-provoking conversation we had in Orlando. I want to go back to the Declaration of Independence, the second paragraph. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, that would include the Chinese, would it not?
It does, in theory.
Are created equal, that they, all men, they, including, and I'm going to point to the Chinese for a reason, that they, the Chinese, are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Are the Chinese endowed by their Creator with the unalienable right to pursue happiness, Alan?
It that all men ought to be entitled to. Ought to be entitled to. That all men are entitled to equal treatment under the law. That this brilliant statement of utopian ideal is what we're seeking. But do we have it? Only if you can demand and secure it. And the right to arms, which your show is named after, which 9 of the 13 books I've written deal with and illuminate the public so they can exercise it. You know, if you don't know what your rights are, you can't secure them. And my first book, The Arizona Gun Owner's Guide and Gun Laws of America, and the 250 books that gunlaws.com offers are all about knowing your rights so you can secure them. So when a cop says, you can't have that gun, buddy, you can say, well, officer, 1330.102 Section A says this gun is perfectly legal, and the cop leaves with his tail between his legs because you can secure your rights with knowledge, with acting within the law so he has no grounds to use against you, and that's the whole purpose. It's a battle. It's a way of securing these rights. You don't just have them out of the air. You have to be able to secure them. Now, the
Alan, I need you to hold that.
Okay.
I could sit. I wish we didn't have to take the breaks. We do.
Hey,
because I could have listened
money
to that forever. When we come back, I want to ask you a question relative to what you just said. So stay on your toes. Quiz time, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Armed American Radio Network. When we come back, incredible conversation with Alan Corwin right after this. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to 5-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed, and I want to give you a firm date here. October 21st, next week. Oh, get ready, because we will be following our great sponsor, Penny Gun Auctions, live auction of a car 380 on the air throughout the broadcast. The last time we did that, a whopping success. And an Armed American Radio listener won the gun. To get in on that auction, head over to PennyGunAuction.com. PennyGunAuction.com. Registration is free. Register. Use the promo code AARPOD. That's AARPOD. And get 20 free bids that you can use on the auction during next week's live broadcast. And you may very well win that car. And we're going to auction a second gun, too. I believe we're going to be running two simultaneously. I'll confirm that. PennyGunAuction.com. That is going to be an awful lot of fun. Welcome back to the broadcast. We are having a, a thought-provoking conversation. My sidekick, Shanto, welcome back to the show.
It has been and it is.
It's going to get better. And Alan Corwin, welcome back, my friend.
A pleasure, of course.
Let me continue with our conversation. I don't want to waste a minute. Referring to the Declaration of Independence, Sean, yeah. Does the defense's case hold water?
You know, that's a hard one right there, I'll be honest with you.
It is.
It really is. I mean, because he, you know, what he's saying, it makes sense. And now that I think about it, I'm like,
What would Marissa Tomei say about that?
No. The defense is wrong.
But I don't know.
I looked at him at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, him being Alan Corwin, when he said that. He goes, Thomas Jefferson was wrong. I looked at him and cracked up because that's what came to mind. I had just seen that movie. And we all laughed, and that's why we're having some fun with that, Marissa Tomei. But let's go back to the conversation at hand. Alan, what is the only thing that stands between these supposed unalienable rights and the pursuit of those rights? What's the only thing, according to the Declaration of Independence at least, that can step in the way of our unalienable rights that we are all endowed by our Creator? What can stand in the way of them?
Well, I'm not exactly sure where you're going with that.
Governments
become destructive of those rights, and it's incumbent on the people governed to throw off the chains of the destructive governance.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Now, this is key to where I'm going with this, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right, there's that word again, the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Now, when you read that literally, it means the only thing that can step between you and your unalienable right is the very government that you create with your consent to protect your rights. Therein lies the danger, does it not?
And if you see right as used in that sentence the way I'm describing it, then the word right is properly used. It is a political demand that you either obtain or not. And it is your right to throw off those shackles. Nay, it is your duty to do that. And people won't do that for casual purpose, as he says later.
Right.
They will endure the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune for an awfully long time before they will rise up, get rid of the familiar, and institute the new, which may be better or worse, and you don't know until you try it, and then you'll see. So people will endure the bad, and then they have a right to institute better. And I would suggest we have reached a point now where we no longer have consent of the governed.
We're at a very dangerous crossroads, there's no question about it.
We have things going on now which are so far removed from constitutional authorization. You can look at so many elements of government and ask, where are they authorized to regulate our toilets, regulate our light bulbs, I'm telling you, Mark, I was in Home Depot the other day, and they're selling light bulbs now that say 29 watts equals 40 watts.
Correct.
Right on the bulb, 29W equals 40W. And I asked the clerk, I said, 29 doesn't equal 40.
You did ask the clerk, too, didn't you?
I did.
I know you did.
I stood there. I attracted a crowd. I went, said, wait a minute, 29 doesn't equal 40. He says, oh, yes, it does. 29 now gives you 40 watts of light. I said, 40 watts isn't a measurement of light. It's a measurement of electricity. He says, no, 29 equals 40. And then it says 59 equals 75. I said, what is this, the new math? 29 doesn't equal 40. And everybody's agreeing with me, but the poor schnook clerk has to follow the mainstream line and the writing on the bulb package. 29 doesn't equal 40. Maybe you can get the same number of lumens, but the damn package doesn't say that. It says 29 equals 40, and I'll bet you they're teaching kids math where, well, 29 equals 40, it must. The package says so.
This goes back to apathy. Ted Nugent talked about it last week, where we allowed ourselves over all of these decades to be steamrolled. We'll go there in the roundtable, I think, because Ken Blanchard has agreed to join us for the roundtable discussion, and it will be a good one.
I have pictures of this, and I'm going to put it in the next Page 9 report. I know a lot of your listeners get my Page 9, where I take the obvious stuff you've been shown and the uninvited ombudsman, which is my alter ego, reports on this stuff, and you can go to gunlaws.com, get on the list, you can get off any time, but I put these things that are just right in front of your face, and I say, well, they told you this, but 29 doesn't equal 40, and it never did, and it never will.
One of the greatest reads. I wait for that to come into my inbox every couple of weeks. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, he's right about that. I apologize for not pushing that earlier. Join Page 9 at gunlaws.com. It's one of the greatest reads. What you'll get is, here's what the mainstream media told you. Here's what you read. Here's what my alter ego, the uninvited ombudsman, as he breaks it down for you in realistic terms, as we're discussing here.
And if we don't get to what Mexico's up at the UN and Arizona's plans about guns for the future and this executive order 13603 and the other things I mentioned and this left-wing group I just sat through, if we don't get to that in these mere three hours that we have, they're going into the next report. Did you see that picture I ran of Romney from the Associated Press?
I did, and we will go there. We're going to go there in the next half hour. Let's conclude this conversation relative to the Declaration of Independence and Rights. Alan, I think it's important. I push every week, and I have been lately, as we go to get closer to the election, as we put the Declaration of Independence in the terms of, as we apply it to where we are today, as you mentioned moments ago, this is scary stuff. We're at a crossroads in America that I, in my 50 years, have never witnessed before. And it is, dare I say, scary, Alan?
It is, because the Constitution no longer constrains Congress. They just do things. You know, in order to get in office, you swear an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. That's the oath right in the Constitution. These guys get in office, and they don't know what's in the Constitution, so they're in violation.
They don't even know the oath they just took. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things you just mentioned. Great conversation, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Armed American Radio Network. This is stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. This is why Armed American Radio is redefining weekend talk radio. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show. If you missed Ted Nugent's on-air segment last week, we had him. We were fortunate enough to have Ted with us last week for an hour. It's Ted Nugent. There's no other way to describe it. He speaks his mind, and he tells it like it is. Great radio last week here on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome back to the program. My sidekick, Shanto, down in Dallas, running the boards. How you doing, Sean?
I am in awe.
Of?
This conversation that we're having.
It's a good one. Alan Corwin, welcome back to the show.
You bet.
I want to start this segment off with this. I had a really patriotic moment this weekend. I was driving to my mother and father's house with my young son, my 8-year-old, and one of the neighborhoods that we passed has just dozens of little miniature American flags all over the entrance, and a big giant handmade, hand-painted sign, looked like kids painted it, with a photograph on it, "Welcome home, Dad."
Wow.
Welcome home. And on the way back, my son and I drove through the neighborhood, and throughout the entire neighborhood were, "Welcome home, Mr. Dan. Thank you. Welcome home, Mr. Dan. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you, Dan. Welcome home." All throughout the neighborhood.
Wow.
Neighbors had flags on their mailboxes. Virtually every home in the neighborhood had flags. It was a small town. As I was driving through the neighborhood, I turned around in a cul-de-sac, and a lot of people were exiting, a couple of vehicles walking into the home, and I thought it was his house. And I a couple people turned around, and I had the top down, and I yelled over, "Is this the hero's house?" And he said, "No, right next door." And I looked over, and sure enough, there were all the signs, "Welcome home, Dad," "To-do list on the counter," "Honey," you know, big signs. And the timing was perfect. Getting out of the van, he must have just arrived from the airport, still dressed in his fatigues. And I pulled up into his driveway, and I stepped out. He walked over to the car. He had a teenage daughter and his wife getting out of the van with him. And I said, you must be Dan. He said, I am. And I just walked up to him and thanked him for his service on behalf of what he and his family endured for my family. And it was really an amazing, touching moment. But this stuff hits home, Alan, when you see this in your own neighborhoods, on your own streets, in your own town. And it all comes back to what we read here at the Declaration of Independence. It all comes back to the U.S. Constitution, and it all comes back to what these guys and gals are doing overseas on our behalf. Does it not?
Well, now you've opened another can of worms here, Mark.
No, don't go too deep in that, but you know where I'm going. Go ahead.
I don't know where you're going. My Constitution has a picture of George Washington on the front, and wasn't it he who said, beware foreign entanglements? One of the questions at this liberal salon I was at was...
Were you there?
I was there at the salon, not with George Washington. I'm not that old.
You're not quite that old enough.
No,
not yet, anyway.
Neither are you. One of the questions was, what should we do about Syria? Should we become involved in Syria? You brought up coming home from Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran and all the entanglements we're in. Should we be involved in Syria? They've killed 32,000 of their own people. This is a valid question. The liberals are asking it. Conservatives are asking it, too. You opened this can. You got me on your radio show.
No, that's okay. That's quite all right. I want to go in a different direction. I didn't mean to send you in that direction. Where I'm going with that is that it's not Mr. Dan's fault. Mr. Dan did his duty, followed his orders, and came home, and I thanked him for coming home,
right,
for doing what he did in defense of us, and it was a very touching moment. Now,
I welcome him home with
absolutely
open arms, and he deserves every bit of accommodation we can possibly provide for protecting us and providing us with the liberties we have. It is won by blood and honor, there is no doubt. I thought you were going in another direction, and the question still remains, what should we do about Syria? Should we do something about Syria? Is that a responsibility of this country? Is that in the Constitution? We should go to Syria and stop them from killing their own people?
Yeah, that is not the direction I wanted to. You know what I'll do there? I'll leave that to the Hannitys of the world to discuss. What
go.
I want to discuss with you is what the heck is going on in my favorite home state out there. My favorite, I like to call it home. I feel home when I'm there, and that's Arizona. Tell us about the decision that just came down out there. Very important ramifications for the rest of us.
Well, and this is the first anybody's heard about it. I'm still drafting the notice. We lost at the lower court. The city of Phoenix censored our message, educate your kids, guns save lives, train me Arizona. We want everybody in Arizona trained in the safe and proper use of firearms, marksmanship, guns save lives.
Now, set up what happened. You had billboards where?
Well, when we got constitutional carry in 2010, which means you don't need a permit to exercise your right to keep and bear arms, a wonderful, beautiful exercise of freedom. So the market expands from 2% of the public who's willing to bow and scrape for a permission slip from the government to everybody can carry. I figured, why just go out and market to people willing to get the permission slip? Everybody should take a safety class. So we put together a campaign. We put up 50 posters in bus shelters, 6 foot tall, 4 feet wide, illuminated at night. Big red heart, gun save lives, educate your kids, trainmearizona.com. And you can go to trainmearizona.com and see the advertisements. We're redoing the website, but the old one is still up. And the city of Phoenix tore these signs down in the middle of the night. The Goldwater Institute stepped in. I'm the plaintiff in the case. And it's a free speech case. We should be able to say, gun save lives, educate your kids. The city of Phoenix argued, we don't want to be tainted with this message. And the lower court took a year and a half. We went to oral argument. The lower court just decided we can't say that and found in favor of the city. The Goldwater Institute will be filing an appeal. The lower court decision was five paragraphs long, very short, didn't argue any of this mountain of material, and simply said, if you were to believe our side, then the city of Phoenix can only say anybody can say anything or nobody can say nothing, and said city of Phoenix wins. Now, that's typical in a case like this, where the bureaucracies find that the government can do what it wants, free speech doesn't matter, and that's how these cases begin. It's very distressing to me, but the lawyers tell me that's what you can expect, and it isn't until a case proceeds that these things turn around and free speech wins, and that's why they take these kinds of cases.
Now, this is a great segue into the conversation we had last week on the air with Sandra Frohman, past president of the NRA, relative to the importance to this of this election as it pertains to the next president's court selections. Alan, I'm glad you brought that up. The lower courts is where it all begins. Here's where it started. Alan Gottlieb, the great Alan Gottlieb, was on this program about a month ago, maybe a little bit, maybe three or four weeks ago. I guess it was about a month. And I asked him about the importance of the election as it pertains to the Supreme Court. He says it's very important for the Supreme Court. However, as important as the Supreme Court picks are, it's the lower courts we're more concerned with right now. And as we pointed out last week on the show, Obama has already tilted the balance on four of the 13 district courts in the country.
That's right.
The reason that this is so vital is because, as you just stated, as these cases wind their way through the courts and you lose at the lower level, you have to go to the next level, which is, of course, the appellate level.
That's right.
As the federal judges are appointed at the federal appellate court level, these are the cases that decide what makes it to the Supreme Court to begin with.
That's true.
When that happens and those courts and those balances are tipped, you lose and never proceed further, stifling and stopping and creating gun control at the judicial level through judicial activism in and of itself. Very, very dangerous. Alan, we have 30 seconds before the break, but you just nailed it with that.
That's right. We have a message that says guns save lives. The city of Phoenix said you can't say that. I'll have that decision posted at gunlaws.com. If you want to know more, just go to gunlaws.com, put your email in the little box on the homepage, and I'll describe it. It's more complex than I can get into here, but I'm famous for doing it in plain English, and you'll understand it. We will appeal it. The Goldwater Institute is tops. I have high hopes, and we've taken the first step.
We'll be back with more with Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com right after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike Round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Have you ever wondered how the media talks about your rights to own a gun? Do you know what your politicians, what they really think about you owning a gun? I discuss that and answer some of these questions in my new documentary, Gun Laws, A National Debate. Hello, this is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Ooh, it is great stuff that Crossbreed. Oh, gosh, I'm actually carrying in a Crossbreed right now. And will be carrying in a Crossbreed during the combat focus shooting class I'm taking in November with Rob Pincus. Ooh, that's going to be fun. And the mag carrier, too. Dual magazine carrier from Crossbreed Holsters. Really good stuff. Also, Allegiance Ammunition. Ooh, go there. Watch the videos. I'll just leave it at that. Allegiance Ammunition. Go there. Watch the videos. Great defensive ammo. Check out the ballistics. Watch the videos. Don't just take my word for it. See it for yourself. There are great guys and gals over there. Jeff and the crew at Allegiance. They support you. You can support them, I hope. Go check it out. It's great defensive stuff. Welcome back to the show. Alan Corwin, what a great previous segment. They always are with you. I love this unscripted stuff with you. It just works.
I'm speechless. You keep praising me this way. I mean,
of course.
You know, when I started 20 years ago, Mark, I wrote my first book, The Arizona Gun Owner's Guide, because I wanted to know what the rules were, and I had no idea it would grow into what it has. And now, I mean, I've been blessed. I'm honored with what you're saying, and it's coming back to me in ways I never expected. I guess I've got a reputation now. People know my work is good and reliable. They buy my books, and now I'm trying to get the state of Arizona to lead the nation in gun rights the way we lead in immigration, because we've been overrun with this invasion from Mexico and South America. People look to Arizona for leadership on the immigration issue. Well, they're starting to look to Arizona for leadership on the gun rights issue. We passed constitutional carry. They said we'd have dead people in the streets, and instead we have a reduction in crime.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me stop you there. Are you telling me there are no rivers of blood in those washes out there right now?
We don't have Dodge City. We don't have rivers of blood. The dead, the slow waiters are making it out. You know, the Arizona Citizens Defense League just held its annual meeting. We had nearly 500 people at the Sheraton Crescent Hotel in an open carry banquet.
Wow.
We've had open carry since 1912. No right. Permission, no permission slip, no permit, no registration, no anything. So there's 500 people. They're all carrying. They're all wearing their best leather or nylon or whatever they're carrying in Crossbreed holsters, Galco holsters, Everybody's looking at everybody else's holster, and it's all very matter of fact. Some of the service is slow. Everybody makes it out alive. You don't need any drywall guys at the end to fix the holds because there aren't any. And it's perfectly okay.
You don't need any drywall guys.
You don't need any drywall guys. And it's all perfectly okay.
Spackle sales must be dropping then.
The hotel has a wonderful time, makes a lot of money, and the rest of the nation needs this. And they'll all yell blood in the streets. They'll all yell about dead slow waiters. And it doesn't happen. And it's a glorious, safe room, tradition, American values. In fact, my next book is called Your First Gun. And it's about getting a gun for people who don't know anything about it. There won't even be a gun pictured on the cover. It's going to look like a dentist's brochure with a smiling family on a sunny day and a dog in the foreground, and not a hunting dog, like a Cocker Spaniel. And guns are good. Guns are fun. You know, a corn dog and a day at the range. And people ask questions like, where would I even put this thing? And how will I tell my wife? Well, for Pete's sake, I can't buy a toaster oven without telling my wife. You don't buy a gun without telling your wife.
Right.
You talk about it. And this is a social thing, not a ballistics lesson. And Arizona is going to lead the way. The Train the Arizona campaign that the city of Phoenix censored, we're coming back with phase two. We're going to appeal this case that we lost at the lowest court level with a judge named Brain. Judge Brain came out with this decision. We're going to come back.
Judge Brain?
Judge Brain.
Wait, hold the boat. Sean?
Yes.
Now, I sent you an article today.
The defense is wrong.
Let me... Sean, you got to cue this clip. Sean, was Judge Brain right?
No. The defense is wrong.
All right, now.
And I was the plaintiff, so that's actually correct.
There you go.
Don't make fun of his name.
No, I'm not. Let me clarify that since you mentioned that. I want to point out why I was laughing about that. Because I always pick out these funny names in columns. And I just saw an article, and I just sent the email to Sean the other day. We haven't gotten there. I was going to save that for the roundtable. But when the drunk girl, Zoe Ripple, walked in the house in Colorado and was shot by Justice, by Timothy Justice, in the house, you see those names where, you know, you read a story about a guy that broke into a home and he's arrested and his last name is Burglar. And here we have the judge who some people would say made a lame brain decision and his name is Brain. I just kind of had to go there.
And I imagine people will do that. And this poor guy probably went through life, you know. People with a difficult name probably had a hard time.
That's okay. Listen.
Let's not make fun of his name. Phase two of Train Me Arizona is going to promote Arizona as the gun-friendliest state in the union. We have constitutional carry. We have defensive display. We have the city of Phoenix telling us we can't say gun save lives, educate your kids. That's going to change. And Arizona is going to become a center for firearms tourism. You come here to shoot, to go out in the desert. It already is. It's going to become bigger. We're going to attract industry. We're doing a firearms directory of industry in the state. It's bigger than anybody realizes. We're going to have commerce, tax base, jobs. This is an economic engine. This is economic stimulus. We're going to attract ammunition plants and firearms manufacture. We're going to lead the nation in the way firearms used to be and ought to be. And that's where Train Me Arizona is headed. That's where Arizona is headed. And this is going to be a robust, wonderful, family-oriented thing. And Arizona is going to show America how it can be and how it should be. And you're a piece of it, Mark. Sean, you're a piece of it. And we're going to do things to shine a light on this wonderful Second Amendment, glorious, traditional, historic, American beauty thing that firearms are that we have lost and that we're going to regain.
You know, it's fascinating to me because I you know, Tampa's my adopted hometown. I spent many years there. Both my kids were born in Florida. And Florida has always been, as you know, Alan, very well recognized for, quote unquote, writing the book on our current permit system that has, you know, broken barriers throughout the nation. Florida's gun laws are now under vicious assault.
That's right.
For a number of different reasons. Arizona has kind of taken the lead over the last 2 to 4 years. My time frame might be off by about 6 months to a year. However, Arizona has jumped up to the forefront now. Your current governor has done excellent work out there. A couple decisions that I wouldn't agree with.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect, but you know, we take that incremental step piece by piece by piece to attain our ultimate goal, and we're fine with that. And those out there that are listening that are the all or nothings at one time, you need to get past it. You need to get over it.
It's an incremental battle. We have a Proposition 114, which you got to vote yes on 114 to stop criminals from suing their victims.
Yeah, absolutely,
yes,
Alan. That
on
music
114.
Means what is it?
Yes on 114.
Yes
stop
on 114.
Criminals from suing their victims.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Hard to believe hour two is coming to a close, but there's more to come. In the roundtable, David Kodria will be here. The Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun, has agreed to come back for the hour. Some more thought-provoking conversation there. Shanto, of course, will be here. George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Oh, it's David Kodria. Going to be a good one. Make sure you're here. We're all going to grab a seat. You should, too. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. As Ted Nugent said, God bless those who defy gun-free zones. Remember, no caveman goes anywhere without his club. We'll be back after this on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. You're jealous of me by the hammer now, baby.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Clearance dresses and suits for her now 50 to 75% off. Men's outerwear from London Fog, Nautica, and more, 50% off. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on all fine jewelry. Handbags from Gianni Bernini and Style & Co. now 50% off. And save 60% on our entire stock of pillows. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
No.